Listening 1. Constitutional Law. Professor Hartley, I opened the Washington Post today and was shocked to see the first paragraph of the front page article. Let me quote. The Supreme Court struck down the District of Columbia's ban on handgun possession yesterday and decided for the first time in the nation's history that the amendment guarantees an individual's right to own a gun for self-defence. Does this mean I can now go to the nearest store, buy myself a handgun, and keep it under my pillow?
It certainly is a very important verdict. This amendment to the Constitution was ratified over 200 years ago. The text of the amendment is short, only 27 words, but quite controversial. It has been the subject of debates and arguments for many years.
Yes, some people understood it as the right of the militia to possess guns to guarantee the security of the country, while other people believed it guarantees every individual the right to have a gun at home.
That's right. Up until now, the lower courts have interpreted the amendment as the right of the police, not U.S. citizens. The state laws, the so-called Gun Control Acts, regulate gun possession. The law in the District of Columbia was the strictest in the country, and it allowed guns to be kept for protection at home only if they were unloaded, disassembled, or bound by a trigger lock.
In other words, I could have a gun, but I would not be able to use it immediately when attacked because it had to be kept either without the bullets or stored somewhere safe.
Correct. This is why a policeman named Heller decided it was unfair. He could keep and use the gun while working, but he was not able to protect himself and his family at home. The case made it to the U.S. Supreme Court, and for the first time in 70 years, the justices had to interpret the lines of this amendment and decide whether the Gun Control Act in the District of Columbia is in accordance with the Constitution. The question asked by Heller was, does this law violate the amendment's rights of individuals who are not affiliated with any state-regulated police force, but who wish to keep handguns and other firearms for private use in their homes?
And the answer was a revolution.
Bear in mind, the verdict was not unanimous. It was 5-4 in favor of this decision, which means that 4 out of 9 justices of the U.S. Supreme Court had different views.
And what do you think?
This decision does not mean we can now, as you said, keep a gun under your pillow. The law of the District of Columbia is too strict, but it will take time and many efforts to change it and regulate gun possession differently. It is one of the most complicated issues to regulate, especially in light of the world today, when we are shocked with news stories of serial killers or students shooting students.
Some statistics suggest that gun control reduces crime because fewer people have access to guns, whereas some statistics show that it increases the danger.
Statistics may show very different perspectives, but they will never prove anything. There are many other factors which decide about the crime rate: demographics, economics, the drug trade, and so on.
Still, the judgment is a historical one.
This judgment once again confirms the undeniable power of the U.S. Supreme Court to interpret the Constitution. As Chief Justice Hughes once declared, "We are under a constitution, but the Constitution is what the judges say it is."